house you're eating. In retrospect, what do you view as your greatest success? Is that possible? Something that gave you the greatest satisfaction?
Well, I think raising a family of children who are facing life on their own terms and are interested in the community in which they are living and are making a contribution.
That's a very valid observation. Looking back, is there something you would do differently?
Oh, there are many things I would do differently. Just about hindsight is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And certainly I might choose different occupation simply because I would might be able to do the same things but have much greater support in doing them. I think I probably would have done very well as a physician or a lawyer, and I would have had a much better economic base in which to do the things that I want to do than you have as a college professor.
But you might not have had the exposure that you...
No, that's right. So, you know, hindsight is a... well, a rather foolish thing. In fact, as I watch some of these discussions now on the Iran gate, I'm just outraged at all these congressmen and senators who talk now in terms of what should have been done if the project had succeeded. They all would have praised the president for being so smart and so sophisticated to run such a secret operation and free the hostages and God knows what. And since it failed, everybody now is going to all these civil servants who were involved in the secret operation and second-guessing of what should have been done.
Is there anything that we haven't covered that you care to add at this point, Dr. Eaton? Any contacts with outstanding persons, nationally or internationally, or any experience we haven't covered?
Well, you know, I've had exposures to some outstanding people in the country. But let's face it, these exposures are fairly transient. When testifying before Congress, you meet senators who are much in public life. I might have an influence on legislation. Certainly, I had contacts with many city officials in trying to organize a cooperative or in participating in public policy decisions. But I think the perhaps more important are the interesting contacts I've had with some very remarkable people who were my students and who today are active in public life all around the world.
Could you name some of them for us?
The students, some of the most famous ones, are not the people I had very close contact. They may have been in a class, like a former commissioner of immigration, Castillo, or the present dean of the School of Social Work, or the present provost of the university. These were students who were in my classes. Some of them were not very distinguished students and not very bright, but they made a good political career. But at the same time, there were others who today are not famous, but are doing remarkable jobs, like, for example, a member of a kibbutz in Kibbutz Yisrael who never finished high school and was an extremely talented person who, with my encouragement, just got his doctorate, or a former secretary who then got her doctorate. People who develop themselves and feel and are making more of a contribution to the community than they would otherwise have. So I'm not particularly, I don't think it makes much sense to go name dropping. I probably could give you a fairly long list of three or four dozen persons who got on television screens, but as I said, I was not one of their close advisors or involved in some of the major events in which they were active in.
I see. Of course, your bibliography of your extensive writings are too numerous to delineate here, but they will be filed along with this tape in the Hillman Library Archives. Thank you, Dr. Eaton, for a most informative and interesting interview. It will be a significant addition to our tapes in the archives at Hillman Library.
Thank you for taking the time. I think the Jewish community is making a real contribution to preserve history by virtue of this oral history program.
We feel this way.
And the only thing I felt when I was an advisor to your committee is that I think you need to interview more very average people, and even some people who've had real problems, like widows and unmarried women who had to bring up their families, because they're also part of the history of this community and help to make this community. Their children very often are quite prominent in the community, in spite of the handicaps the parents have.
That's interesting.
And I don't think the list of the interviewers we have compiled so far includes enough of these people.
In other words, a cross-section.
Yes, because they are not big givers to the UJF, and they're not active, and they aren't active in Jewish education and so on, which I think is a good reason for choosing persons. But at the same time, I think to round it out, it would be very interesting to see how did Jewish institutions in the early 20th century in World War I and World War II function from the viewpoint of people who never quite made it well in the system.
Well, the present project, the premise is that it should be someone who is Jewish and who has made a significant contribution. This is one of the...
I realize that, yeah. Well...
And we think you fit that category.
I think there are some people like this whose children made significant contribution, even though they just were on relief and unemployed and had other real difficulties, but often transmitted Jewish values to them, and we know such persons in the community. So it's a policy issue that I would like to use this opportunity to recommend to your consideration.
We will refer it back. So, would you happen to have a picture that we could enclose in the file?
Well, I will send you a picture.
All right.
It's possibly a picture with my family.
Very good.
Rather than just a picture. But let me... I will address an envelope right now and
all
give
right.
it to you.
What about a family tree? Do you have such a thing?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I would have to dig it up and locate it.
It would be very interesting to have.
All right. Again, this is. You won't get it in the next few weeks, because when we moved a few years ago, some things were packed and we haven't yet fully reorganized them. This is something that I will do during my sabbatical when I
right.
have more time
but
than
will
I have
send
now.
A picture.
Yes,
right.
yes,
we
you will get that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we will get it to this. That would be very nice. Perhaps you might want to say that.
Oh, yes. Let me get a pen. End of interview.
Just wondering if you had, looking into the future, would you have a particular...
of all, you've done some important things. Council House, which was a key service to the mentally ill. And we still really haven't dealt with the problems of what to do with people who are released from mental hospitals without adequate community facilities. And that's certainly one thing you have done. If we're talking about a project that Council House could do, that not Council House, Council of Jewish Women could do, with a volunteer manpower that you have now, I think the oral history program is something that can use people who are volunteers, who are bright, who can interview, but don't have necessarily technical background that might be necessary for many projects. But if we're thinking of some research undertaking that would not rely on volunteers, volunteers perhaps could be used. I think we have very little understanding, or not enough understanding, about the real impact of Jewish institutions on the present community. We maintain many organizations with overlapping memberships, and there's a large community of Jews out there who are not involved in Jewish efforts, not intellectual, not secular, not religious. I mean, there are many people, some people who are not religious, who don't belong to temples, but have other activities like myself. Some of my children are more active in religious organizations than I am. But what about the people who grew up in the network of the Jewish community? And I think what one needs to do is study a sample of families to see how they grew up and how their children developed and how they are reorganizing their life in the near the end of the 20th century, to have a better understanding of what may be useful to do by Jewish institutions to serve these people who are not now organized.
Very good.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I think that's important too.
Nepotism. My father had a wonderful story years back about how all the nations of the world were called together to write a theme on the elephant. Do you know this story?
No.
The Englishman wrote on an elephant hunt in Africa. The German wrote on the anatomy of an elephant. The Frenchman wrote on the elephant and his loves. The American wrote on bigger and better elephants. And the Jew wrote on the elephant and the Jewish problem. I always love that.